about the last 5 months, we've been revisiting the existing policy, which just deals with air quality. This one's a bit broader, and it's taken quite a bit of work to get there. But we really do need the community input. It's absolutely vital in this process.
Okay, well, let's walk through some of the changes that you've sort of announced in this policy that came before the council yesterday. How would you like to see now the installation of solid fuel heaters?
It's a legal requirement under the Local Government Act that a solid fuel heater is approved, and that's just law in New South Wales, something we must do. What I would like to do is to make that application process as fast and as cheap as possible, and also to actually try and get across to the community that it's beneficial to you.
And what about you're also looking at reducing emission standards below those nationally recommended for heaters that are installed? How will you go about doing that?
That's the big question. That's the one which is going to raise a fair bit of debate. Currently, heaters have an emission standard which equals 4 grams of smoke, as it were, if you can measure that, per 1 kilogram of wood burnt. And currently we're suggesting to halve that down to 2 grams per kilogram of wood burnt. Now, that's a figure which would leave people about 30% of the choice of heaters currently on the market. Now, that may or may not be acceptable. That's what we've got to find out.
Okay, and you have a list of the allowable heaters all ready to go?
There's a very good website, and I encourage anyone who is thinking of putting a wood heater in or is curious about their current wood heater to go to the Australian Home Heating Association's website. The first thing you'll see on the page is a list of all the heaters on the market and their emissions ratings, so it's quite informative.
You, and another interesting part of your new policy is the notification of neighbours when you do install a new heater. You're looking to push out and notifying not just the immediate neighbours, but possibly also your secondary neighbours as well.
That's under discussion. You can appreciate that the more things that we do, the more it costs council, and the more that a council will look to recover that cost, if it can. So we have to be reasonable about it. We have got some pretty serious education packs, which include a DVD and all sorts of information. The purpose of notifying the neighbours really is a courtesy thing. I'm going to find it very difficult if a neighbour objects and the heater passes all the standards and installation and its siting and everything. I'm going to find it very difficult to refuse that application. But maybe we can talk to the people who are putting the heater in and put some extra measures in place to make sure that that's a particularly clean heater.
Okay, and I guess enforcement's going to be one of the trickiest parts of the entire policy you're talking about here and the increased demands this will bring on council. In one part you talk about conducting roadside audits of people's heating and the smoke effects as a result of that. How will you do that kind of work?
Yeah, this is never a sort of a pleasant side of this job, but the rangers have been employed in the morning shifts over winter to just check chimneys and see whether there are any excessively smoking, which is a lot of smoke. And they will only do that on the basis of people's fires after they've warmed up. They will then drop an education pack in that person's post box and with a little note. It is important if people repeatedly produce lots and lots of smoke, then we will have to go further with those particular people because they're really doing an injustice to everyone else that enjoys their heater.
How much further could you go?
Well, the law says that we can issue a smoke abatement notice. And that's a funny piece of legislation. It allows you to fix up the problem within 3 weeks, and thereafter, if your chimney smokes, excessively for an extended period of time, then the fine is around $200.
Can it get any harsher than that?
Well, we can just continue to fine for every day that it's smoking. So that's the unfortunate thing for those people. But we haven't ever done that yet. And we've only issued a few smoke abatement notices. But I think because of this policy, council will be ramping that up a bit.
Okay. What will it mean for existing wood fires?
Well, existing wood fires are probably the problem, and night burning particularly.
Because it looks like a lot of this policy really addresses just the installation of new fires, so...
It does to some extent. There's a huge education component of the policy, which encourages all sorts of measures as far as education goes. There's the study which is being done by University of New England to compare education against technological advances. There's the smart burn rebate, which we have out, so that would cater for existing wood fire users. And we continue to push that, and apparently it's very successful amongst the retailers, so that it's going really well. So I'd encourage people to check that one out. And there are a whole range of other measures. The compliance, as it were, we are going to have to get to grips with that and be a little more straightforward, as it were.
Now, how long will the policy be on display for, and how can people comment?
It'll be on display for 42 days, and what I'm intending on doing is to put a box beside the policy and with a Have Your Say form, so people can actually fill it out and drop it into the box. And I'm going to attempt to approach some of the hotels and pubs in town, because it's something that people might like to think about when they're maybe having a beer or two.